As we move into our time of prayer, I'd like to lift up some joys and concerns that have been shared with us throughout the week. A few joys to share. Tim Leslie and Gloria Black were married on November 17th in Edinburgh, Scotland. Bill and Judy and family were able to watch the ceremony online, and we certainly join them in celebrating Tim and Gloria. Sally and Don Atkiss are celebrating their 45th wedding anniversary on November 22nd, so we celebrate with them. And Robin McMullen celebrated a birthday this week, as did Ellen Allen, so we lift up Robin and Ellen. A few concerns to share as well. We keep in our prayers the family of Gene Rhodes, husband of Joan and son-in-law of the late Reverend Dr. Harold Ditzler, former pastor of St. John's. Gene passed away recently, and so we keep his family in our prayers. We also keep Ken Hale surrounded with our prayers as he anticipates surgery on Monday the 23rd. We also keep in our prayers all those who continue to fight against COVID-19, including healthcare workers. And just a reminder that because of our concern for rising numbers, we have decided to continue to suspend in-person worship on the 29th. And I urge you to please pay attention to enlighteners and heralds and emails, and to call the church office if you have any questions, so that we can keep you up to speed on what is happening. Bearing all of these things in mind and knowing that we each come to a time of prayer with joys and concerns of our own weighing on our hearts and minds, I invite you to bring those to mind now and join me in prayer. Great living God, in the midst of great unknown, suffering and dis-ease, you continue to offer us a vision of your kingdom. It's not a magical wonderland, but rather a place reigned by justice, compassion, mercy, and hope. A world where the hungry are fed, the thirsty are given something to drink, and the homeless have a place to call their own. Your vision is one of warmth, wellness, grace, and good news, a good news that we are so desperate for these days. All people are seen as people, not a diagnosis, not a drain on the system, not a failure or a liability, but a life that you gave your life to save. In your great love, O God, move us beyond fear. Move us beyond guilt. Move us beyond our anxious worry. Move us deeper into your reigning compassion. Heal the blindness that does not see you when you come to us in ways and places we do not expect. God, we ask for prayers for all those who need them, those whose names we have mentioned and those whose names we do not know. We weep with those who weep, mourn with those who mourn, wait with those who wait. And, O God, we celebrate with those who celebrate, knowing that in the midst of all this life offers us, you are beside us. God, be now our vision, so that we see the world through your eyes, so that our hearts are broken by the things that break your heart, and so that we delight in the things that delight you. We ask all of these things in your life-giving name. Amen. As you go from this time of worship into whatever this day holds, as you kneel down and look for the holy in the places and faces you least expect, may you know that the love of God does surround you. The peace of Christ does indeed fill you, and the power of the Holy Spirit guides you and goes with you, now and always. Amen.